Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line. This is about an inquiry for the baby formula lawsuit. Do I have Patty Wright on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Ms.
Yes.
Wright. How are you today?
Hi, how are you? I'm okay. Can you give me a second? I'm closing up my grandbaby's diaper as we speak. Give me
No
one second.
worries. No worries. Take your
One
time.
second. Hold on. And then I'm gonna need mommy to come and remove you, okay? Hello?
Hi, Miss Wright.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Again, my name is Randy. I am on a recorded line, and this is about an inquiry for the baby formula lawsuit.
Okay.
Did you or someone you know have a child that was born premature?
Yes, I had a little boy. Why? Yeah. I
And
have a little boy.
how what happened to him? Tell me more, please.
Tamarion, was born like 7 months. He was premature, and he was underweight, and it was a concern for me. My baby cried so much. We took him back and forth to the doctor, and I noticed that he only would complain, whine and be discomfort after feeding. So I was told maybe I should switch milks. So I tried breastfeeding, and I noticed there was no symptoms, but not being too personal, but it was uncomfortable for me. So I
No, no,
switched
no.
back to the formula.
Sometimes it is. I get that. I do. And I trust me, I've heard it. So you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Miss
So
Wright?
I switched back.
Yes. And then the
Yes,
symptoms
sir.
came back.
Yeah.
Did
So
you?
by this, oh, go ahead.
No,
I'm
you go
sorry.
ahead. I was going to ask you, did
I
you
was
ever get
just,
it a diagnosis?
yes, and that was the crazy part because I had never heard of necrotizing
Okay.
and intra-something or colitis. It was
Yes,
so
ma'am.
long ago.
How long ago
Yeah.
was it? What's his birth date?
Tamarion was born September the 23rd, 2008.
September 23rd, 2008.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm looking ahead a little bit. Let me see something
Okay.
here. Now, a couple of questions. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure, a coworker told me about it, so
Okay.
and I yeah, so
Okay.
yes.
Now, just a couple of housekeeping questions, ma'am. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, because I never knew there was a claim.
Okay. So, again, Patty, you'd be willing to affirm under penalty that you've not got legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, but most specifically, you've not signed documents with another law firm,
No,
correct?
sir.
Okay,
No,
that's
sir.
so you're willing to affirm that. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, you did tell me that your little boy was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis.
Yes.
Let me ask you just a couple more questions here. You told me his birth date was September 23rd of what year did you say? 2000.
2008.
Yes, thank you.
2008.
09232008. Okay, you're within the statutes on that, so that's good. Now, going back to the necrotizing enterocolitis,
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read you a list of injuries here, and you could tell me was he's still alive, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
But
thank
he's
God. Thank
still, so yeah,
God.
because yeah, I honestly, to be honest with you, I thought because I was 39 was the reason why he was underweight and having all those complications, because I consider myself old having a baby because my other children were 20 years older than him. So I pretty much blamed myself, but then
I
they had a
understand.
name for it. So
Well, but now you find out it wasn't that at all. Good for you. Now, what injuries did he sustain? You already kind of mentioned something about his bowels. Tell me what's going on. Does he have bowel conditions still to this day?
He has a hard time going to the bathroom. We keep him on a lot of different
Okay.
laxatives. I tried to force him to take magnesium because it helps me as well. So I figured you 16, you can probably take a dose of that. So, yeah. Right.
Is that helping?
So, somewhat. He still says that his stomach hurts and he has a hard time. So.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Now, was he given... Well, let me ask. Let me word this correctly. It's an important question. Was your child diagnosed with NEC before or after he was given formula or fortifier?
It was after.
Okay, thank you. Now, how long after he was? Well, let me ask you this one. Which brand of formula did he use?
Enfamil.
Okay. And how old is he now?
So Marion just turned 16 September 23rd.
So you'd be filing this claim as his mother, correct?
Yes, that's my son.
And he is still alive, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you do have authority to sign a document on behalf of your son, correct?
Yes.
And are you guys both citizens of the United States?
Yes, we are.
And you told me this already, but if you wouldn't mind telling me again, what was the gestational age at birth? In other words, how many weeks along were you? I think you said 7 months.
Yeah, I was 7 months when all of a sudden I started having, you know, severe pains and stuff. That's because I was still working in the type of work that I was doing. So,
poor thing. How many weeks along is that? Do you know?
Let's see, 7 months. So he was premature, like maybe by eight and a half weeks
early.
He was due originally in November. I was supposed to have had, because I had scheduled a C-section for my brother's birthday.
I get that.
That was a gift to him. I said, you know what? I'm having a baby, and I'm going to make him a lifelong present to you, and schedule it for his birthday, but it didn't work out.
So 7 months would be 2 months. So you're saying about 2.5 months early. Full term is 38 weeks. So are you saying it was about 29 and a half weeks?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was at home for a whole year behind that baby.
Okay. Now, when he got diagnosed, was he at the hospital? Did he get diagnosed, come home, go back to the hospital? Tell me what happened.
I was taking him back and forth.
Okay, so he did come home, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then how long was he home before you went back?
I had him September the 23rd, about a good 2 weeks. Not even 2 weeks, a week and a half, to be honest.
Okay, let me keep going.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm just checking a couple things out. You're doing very,
yes,
very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Huh? Oh. Yeah, because they had suggested I stop feeding him and try breastfeeding.
I want to confirm with you, his birth date is September 23rd, 2008.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so he just had a birthday. Well,
yeah, a few
not
months
that
ago.
I was gonna say. Well, mine's in August, and I feel like I just had a birthday. So
mine's in September too. So I tell it, but I just made 56.
Okay, good job. 2008, 16 years old. Okay, now do you don't have to have it on this phone call, but do you have his birth certificate?
Yes, I have his birth certificate.
Okay, thank you. Now, ma'am, don't forget, I'm going to be texting you my phone number, and if you know any other moms that had children that may or may not have gotten the NEC, but if they have questions or want to talk about it, please give them my name and phone number, okay?
Sure.
In other words, if you know anybody else that could use my help, please, please pass it on, okay?
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you guys meet people at the hospital, what have you know what I'm saying? So...
I worked for the health department, and that's how I found out about it. We were doing a training class, and the lady was telling the class about her experience with her baby. And I said, my son is 16, and I know what you're talking about. I said, ah. And when she said the name, I said, I haven't heard that name, that NEC, in over 17 years. She was laughing. Wow, you're old. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad you, this is really for me, and that's why it's important for me to tell you to pass on my name and number, because it really is
about awareness.
That's what it's about.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Continuing on, please confirm your child's gender for me.
He's a male.
Thank you. And can you please spell his first name for me?
Yes, sir. It's Toomareon. His middle name is Corday, Corda. Last name is Brown, and color, Brown.
Thank you. I'm going to verify that in 1 second here. I'm still, you talk
yes,
to it. So for his middle name, Corda, Cordea?
Yes, Corday.
Oh, I love
Corday.
That. So it's
my daughter named him after Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
I said, I don't even like rap music.
He's all over these days, though, I'll tell you. He's doing
football.
He's taking over. Yes. And then for his first name, I have Toomareon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And is there any suffix junior C or anything like that to his name?
No, sir. No,
okay.
Sir.
And he's relationship to the signer, he's your child. Now,
he's my son.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know his for his Social Security? If you don't know the whole number, I can take the last four.
I don't know it. Oh, you know what? Where's my wallet? Cause I keep
yeah, see if you
my...
have it, because we'll need it to get medical records.
Yeah. Shoot. Where's my... Ah, junk is in the car. My car's gone.
All right. Let me continue. Let me continue.
Okay. And
you could get, but you will need to get back to me on that, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, please spell your first name for me.
It's Patty.
Okay, not Patricia?
Mm-hmm. It is Patricia, but we, you know, it's short. It's Patty.
What's your legal name? In other words, what's it going to show on his birth certificate? Is it going to show Patricia?
This is going to show Patricia, right.
Okay, we got to put that. I'm sorry. My real name is Randall, okay?
Okay.
But I call go by Randy.
Yes.
Okay. And is that... W-R-I-G-H-T?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, what is your social, ma'am?
My social is 336-64-6228.
Thank you. And what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is September 27, 1968.
September 27th, 1968. Guess what?
Yes.
I'm older than you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I know. But, hey, we sound good. Thank you. Now, for your primary contact email, MissPat_T@yahoo.com. So, MS.PAT_T@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes. But okay. They're all lowercase. So.
Yes, ma'am. I gotcha. And then for your phone number, 773-259-6621.
Yes.
And then is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Either.
Okay. Thank you for that. And what is your address, ma'am? Go ahead.
It's 531 West Pleasant Lane. But right now, I don't know how long I'm going to be in Aurora because I'm taking care of my mother. She's in hospital.
Okay. Was that West Treasure Lane?
Pleasure.
Thank
no,
you.
Pleasant.
Oh,
Pleasant Lane.
Pleasant. Thank you, ma'am. And what, where are you? And that's in Lombard, Illinois?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there any apartment number to that?
It was one.
Apartment one?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And When I ask if you have official documents to show the power of attorney, that means that your name is on the birth certificate, correct?
Yes, it is.
And it is listed as Patricia? You just
yes.
told me that. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, let me keep typing. Patricia. IGHT. Thank you for that. And let me just keep scrolling up, make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay. Was your middle name on the birth certificate?
Yeah, I believe it is.
What is your middle name, young lady?
It was Inez.
I-N-E-Z?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, during pregnancy, were you aware of any of the following issues? This would pertain to you. I'm just going to read you a list. You can tell me if anything rings a bell. Hypertension disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, none of the above are unknown.
None of the above.
Thank you so much. Now, you mentioned that your child was born premature. What state was he born in?
He was born in Illinois.
Thank you. And when he was diagnosed, when he went back to the hospital, you told me that you were in and out of the hospital. Was he in the NICU when he got diagnosed?
Like the incubator thing?
The neonatal intensive care unit.
Yes.
He was in the NICU.
Something.
How much time was he in the NICU for?
He's been there for, let's see, I think he's been there on the 2nd. I can't remember. That was all.
Was that September? What? The 2nd of what? October?
No. My husband's birthday was the 3rd. It had to be either the 7th or at the 8th, or it was the 6th or the 7th. It was in that because 2 days. He wasn't in there but 2 days.
Okay. Just your best guess when those dates were.
Okay. I'm going to say between October 6th. Through October 9th or 10th, somewhere in that bracket.
Of 2008, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's good. We'll put October 10th to be safe, if that's okay with you. And then when they find the records, they can correct it or stay with it, if that's correct, if that's accurate. Okay. But you're close is what you're saying, right?
Okay, yes. Like I said, it was so long ago.
Do you happen to remember what his birth weight was?
4 pounds. 4 pounds. 5 ounces, 4 pounds, 4 ounces, 5 pounds. No,
thank
4 pounds
you.
And 5 ounces, 4 ounces. It's okay. In there. He wasn't no big baby, and all my babies were big babies.
Well, the fact that he was 4 pounds, that's an awfully small baby. So I
put
4 pounds, 5 ounces to the best of your memory, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's a tough one for you, but I think you remember from what you've already told me. Because remember his birth date? Remember his birth date?
Yeah.
And did they start giving him formula right away? In other words, do you remember the approximate dates when they gave him formula and when they stopped? You kind of told me already.
They gave him, when I first had him, he was on formula. They were treating him in those little creamy bottles, those skinny little bottles.
Okay.
They weren't big bottles.
Okay.
So that's when I first had him because they used to bring him to the room for me to feed him.
Okay. And that would have been around when he was born because they don't make him wait to feed him. So what's his birth date? You tell me again.
September 23rd, 2008.
You did. Thank you. Okay. So they fed him September 3rd, 2008, the formula. And then after that, I know you said
and I started giving him the powder kind.
Okay.
The Enfamil.
Okay.
From
okay,
the time
so,
he left the hospital until I had to take him back because he was in pain all the time.
When was the last time you gave him formula?
That I gave it to him personally?
Yeah, or the last time you know that he had formula. In other words, when's the last time he used formula?
It was,
And I'm talking about the formula that made him sick. If you switch to a formula, I'm not
No. Okay. The last time I gave him Enfamil was probably when they told me to stop. The doctor told me to stop, so that would have been like the
6th of October when he went into the NICU?
Yeah, whenever, right. That was the last time I gave him some.
Okay. And that's from your dates. The date approximately that he went into the NICU would have been also when they stopped giving him formula.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's see. The time between usage and injury. Let's see this one here. I've got to do some figuring here. So he was in the hospital for 30 weeks, and then he had the formula. The 23rd. So basically, he got his diagnosis on the 6th. Okay, so going back to the 23rd, the 6th. So that's 7, 30 days in September, 7, 14, 13. Let's see. 13 days.
No, it wasn't. It was either, no, it had to be 14, 15 days, somewhere in that. I don't
okay, 15 days.
Remember.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I know
well,
it was
you know what?
Like that.
I have a little, another way to do it that actually doesn't matter to either of us. It's Google. And it's called days between weeks. And let me click on it right here. And all I have to do is put in, because every year is different. So all I have to do is go back and put in the dates that you gave me. So 09, 23, and it'll tell us. 09, 23, 2008.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. 2008. Oh, come on. Delete 2008 and then 2008 and then you said 10/6 so 10/06 calculate 1 week 6 days okay
okay it was almost 2 weeks
yeah that's about 13 days
yeah
okay. That's what I figured, too. So 13 days. Okay. That's according to the Google calendar.
Okay.
Now,
I might be off, but I'm not sure. It was so long ago.
Okay. So, well, again, to confirm the dates, and I put this into the calendar. So from 9/23 to 2008 to 10/6/2008 approximately was his usage, and that comes out to 13 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Was he fed the formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yeah, they were giving him Enfamil in the hospital because they gave me the liquid can when they discharged us.
Yes, ma'am. Now, does your the symptoms that I'm going to ask you about, this would be after he got the formula. Did he have a low body temperature? Do you remember?
Yeah, I can't remember. What I do remember is that he was puking up greenish stuff.
That was my next question. Did he have green vomit? Poor guy. How about?
And he would have blood in his stool.
Okay.
Every time we changed his diaper.
How about? Did he have any hypertension, apnea, bradycardia that you're aware of? You already told me he had trouble feeding.
You know what? He would do a lot of wheezing, and to this day, he still suffers from asthma. He broke out in hives, but they said it was eczema or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you confirm for me that his medical records do exist and that you would be able to get them if the attorneys are not able to get them and provide them either by mail or electronically?
Yeah, I'm quite sure I could. Go back to Loyola. Yeah, I'm almost 30.
You have to keep his records by law until he's 19.
No, okay. I'm quite sure I can. I might actually still have them. I have a storage that I kept a lot of stuff.
Okay, so you do know they exist because you've had the records.
Yes.
All right. The attorneys will tell you if they need you to go through your storage and find those because they'll attempt to get them first, okay? Now, when he was getting treatment, did he receive any of the following antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory, laparotomy?
Ampicillin. It was an antibiotic. Ampicillin?
That is ampicillin, correct.
Okay, I knew it was something.
Did he have any surgeries?
Yes, he did. He had a laparotomy, blah, blah, blah.
That's a exploratory surgery. I'll try to say it right because I'm with you on that one. Okay.
Yeah, I get tied on with all this.
It's laparotomy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he had that. because everybody asks about that scar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he walks around with no shirt on. They
in the summertime,
about, it's like, what happened?
Okay, and then he was given antibiotics as well. You just told me that. Okay, hang on. Let me type that in there. Now, is there any way, maybe via text, because you've got everything you need. The only thing we're going to need is that social security number of your son. Well, hold on. Let me. When was the last time your child got treated for any NEC-related issues? Meaning, did he go to the doctor, say, this year, and they checked him out for anything, for even that? Bowels, any condition at all related?
Well, yes, his primary doctor, she always give us blah, blah, blah. What is that stuff? Hold on. I think I got it. It's called
Is that for helping him digest?
Yes. It's glycol.
Okay.
For,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, for constipation and. Yeah.
When's the last time he went and saw her?
Oh, it would have been in September
of last year.
No, it. Yeah, it's either August or September because he gets an annual school physical.
Thank you. You're close enough.
Yeah.
They only require the year on that one. Now, you got to put your thinking cap a little bit. Where did he get diagnosed at? What hospital was he at, or what? Where did you go? Where was he born?
We went. Oh boy, he was born at West Suburban, but he was treated at Loyola.
Loyola. Where was he diagnosed? Loyola.
At Loyola.
How do you spell Loyola?
L-O-Y-O-L-A.
That's what I thought. L-O-Y. O-L-A. And that was at the hospital?
Yes, sir.
And which city? There's a Loyola here. Which city was it in?
That's Maywood.
There it goes. Maywood? It came right up.
Oh,
thank
Forest
you.
Park. Maywood? Oh, okay.
Okay. And do you remember the doctor's name?
Yes, Dr. Wyatt.
Dr.
Yes,
Wyatt.
His name thank is you. Wyatt. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And hold on. I'm copying and pasting some information I found for Loyola. Phone number and everything is here, so bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, was Dr. Wyatt also the treating doctor?
Yes, he was.
Okay, let me copy and paste that again. And was that at Loyola as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me. And I just to copy and paste the address. Thank you for confirming that's in Maywood. Paste it twice here. Now, was there any additional surgeries performed that you're aware of? Or, you know, did he experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration or anything like that?
Yes, he just had a swollen stomach, yeah. But that was due to the procedure. But other than that, he hasn't had any other procedures.
Okay.
But circumcision, whatever.
Okay. Now, this could be him, but we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would ensure that we could continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, all I need is a first name, a phone number, and who they are, friend, family, foe. You can even put your son if you want. We wouldn't be discussing the details of the case. It would only be in the event that we can't get a hold of you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Darn, what is my daughter's number? She just switched her brand to a new number.
Take your time.
Hold on. Let me go through my contacts. She just switched her number.
What's her first name?
Her name is Latasia, L-A-T-E-J-I-A, Latasia Wright.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you got the number, I'll take it.
Yes, her number would be 331-322-5117.
Okay. And let's see. I'm just going to put your address for her, for Letitia. I love that name, too. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm just looking this over, make sure I haven't missed anything. I do know the one thing that we're going to need, and I was going to ask you, is there anybody you can text or anybody you can ask? If I can do this intake with just the last four of your son's social, I mean, we try to get the whole four, but I do need the last four. Is there anybody?
As a matter of fact, she most likely will have it.
Okay.
Let me text her.
Thank you. And all you need is the last four. And what we could wait for her to respond, and I'll go over the rest of it. And then I'll be ready to actually send you the document. You'll be good.
A document?
You got to do a DocuSign to move forward. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have to give us, see, part of it, ma'am, you have to give us permission to pull your son's medical records.
Right, yeah.
That's what the document pertains to, and it's the attorney information and things like that. It's nothing, you're not signing your life away, I promise.
Right, yeah, I just have to wait for her, because she works nights. So.
Okay, no worries.
Hopefully
let me go back.
She is up.
If I'm okay to speak, then I'll go back to the top and review this real quick with you.
Okay.
All right. So you told me
Hello?
That.
Hello. Okay. She texts right back. Wow.
What is it?
She said the last four. She says 21-26.
Thank you.
Is what she know.
Okay. Perfect. My daughter would know my sons too. To be honest with you, my daughter was the organized one.
Yeah, she handles all my affairs because I work various shifts. I'm never available.
Well, I'm glad
so
you and I caught each other.
Yeah, so she, yeah, I'm off today, and they had to make me take off today.
Oh, Miss Pat. All right, Miss Pat, let me go to the top real quick, and then I'll have you do this form, and you'll be all set. Now, you know what? I got to put this in there. I think I copy and pasted this once. Let me go back. I got to go back down and copy it. I forgot to copy and paste. You already told me where he was diagnosed, but it asked for it up there. So let me grab that. And that was at Loyola. Thank you. And I'm just looking at it over here, Miss Wright. You do have a claim.
Huh?
You do have a claim. So just let me look it over and make sure everything's good. You're in good shape is what I'm saying.
Wow.
Well,
oh,
it's on behalf of your son, but...
Yeah. Oh, my God, wait till he come in from school.
Well, it takes a bit to get your settlements.
No, I understand.
You'll have more information when the attorneys reach out to you. I'll get you to that in a second, but let me finish doing some copying and pasting here. Oh, Loyola.
Wow.
And so this is all someone told you about it, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we're glad they did. Okay, I'm almost there. And again,
are you the attorney?
No, ma'am, I do the intakes for the attorney.
You're the intake? Oh, I was like, wait a minute, who did I talk to?
No, that's all right.
No, and I'm giving out all my information.
You can Google me. I'm Randy Reese. I live in Corona, California. You'll actually be really happy if you do that and find me. Where was he born again? You did tell me, but what hospital was he born at?
West Suburban.
Thank you. Found it. Came right up. Thank you. And you did tell me that. I hadn't put it in yet. That was all. I don't mind telling you a little bit about myself while I'm doing this. I'm also a grandparent.
Oh, wow.
My granddaughter. You know, I told you my last name is Reese.
Oh, okay.
My granddaughter's first name is Reese.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, it's Reese Savage. It's my daughter's daughter, so.
Okay.
So it's not Reese. It's Reese Savage, okay?
Oh, Reese Savage.
That would be a little silly. Okay, let's see what we got here.
Wow.
Okay, Patty, you're almost done here. Let me just look it over, make sure I haven't missed anything again. And there's no suffix to his name, to your name, correct?
No.
Okay, thank you. Oh, I see what it is. It was just an address. Okay. What's the weather like where you're at today in Lombard,
cold.
Illinois? It's cold. Yeah.
Yes.
Winter's almost over, I hope.
Oh, okay. I'm so confused because normally I don't answer calls that's not programmed in my phone, but it was a 312 number. I was like, oh,
there. Oh, we have offices all over, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Must be nice.
Okay. Like I say, you can look me up, Randall Reese. Randy Reese, I'm all over the internet. I'm 65 years old. I live in Corona. I've lived here 30 years. I really have.
Wow.
And my
wow.
passion here is that I myself was born premature. You're wondering, seriously, yes, I was. I was in the, I'm older than you, and back then they didn't call them NICUs. They basically called them, I was in an incubator, okay?
Right, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, my daughter was a preemie as well. She has a twin brother, though.
Yeah, that I hear that sometimes, too. Sometimes one twin's really, really good. And then the other one, you know, I they'll figure that stuff out. Now, Miss Wright, I just sent you a text message.
Okay.
If you could click on that text message, you see it? It's from Randall Reese.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and click on that and open it up, please.
Okay.
And the first thing it's going to ask you to do is to agree to receive information from me electronically. There's a little box. Do you see that, or do you see Randall's?
Allow while visiting the site.
Yeah, go ahead and hit yes.
Okay.
We're not going to download anything to your phone. And then, do you see where it says continue?
Yes, sir.
Hit continue, ma'am.
Okay.
And now, what do you see on your screen?
It said, "Please review and act on these documents."
Yes, ma'am. Hit continue or start.
Okay, I agree to electronic records and signatures. That
yes, ma'am. Click that first. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Hit continue. Start.
Oh,
okay.
You know what? Hold on. Don't just exit out of that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You did give me the last four of the social. I forgot. Thank you. Continue.
Okay.
Sorry. I had a brain lapse there for a sec.
It's okay.
And then it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'm right here. So if you, everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Just follow the prompts. Correct. I'm going to tell you what the retainer agreement is. It's a 60-40 split. You get the 60. If they're not successful in your claim, Miss Wright, there will be no charge to you whatsoever. You're not on the hook for anything. The only time, again, there would be a fee is if the attorney is successful. Your attorney's Ben Martin, by the way, and I'm going to send you his information. And in which case, again, they'll take the 40% and you get the 60%.
Oh,
so you will never owe us money. You won't owe us.
Oh, wow.
You won't owe the attorneys that we work with. It's just pure participation. We want to hold Big Pharma accountable for what they did to you and your child.
Oh, wow.
And you deserve it. You should.
Well, sound like he deserved it. He the one had to go through it. I just had to nurture it with him.
That's, well, you're the mom.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Alrighty. So
just continue.
Adopt and sign.
Yeah, just adopt and sign. Keep going.
Okay.
And then a copy of this document will be automatically deposited into your email as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to look at it later. But like I say, you're not on the hook for anything. And again, just to remind you, this is a recorded line, so I wouldn't tell you anything that I couldn't tell you.
Right. I'm trying to read all this.
That's all right. Take your time. Take your time.
Okay. Let's see.
You're fine, ma'am. By the way, we would at any time let you out of this agreement as well at no charge. I don't know why you wouldn't want to participate, though, to be honest with you. This is just
I'm just so...
Ma'am, I only say that for assurance to you. I know you're
fine. Oh, okay.
I understand. You're fine.
You have to just be careful when you're giving out information over the phone. I get that. I'm just shocked because she told me how to fill it out, and you guys got right back.
Oh, good. I'm glad that lady helped you at your work. I really am.
Yeah, it was just a coincidence. I was like, well, right place, wrong time. I guess what I'm saying today.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I signed them all.
You did. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to send you. I sent you one text message. I'm going to send you another one right now. The first one I sent you, that's me.
Okay.
Randy Reese, that number, 949-688-6436. Ma'am, that's directly to my desk. Okay?
I have
voicemail. I can take text messages, all of the above. So if you have any additional questions or need any further assistance, you are more than welcome to reach back out to me, as well as you are more than welcome to pass on my name and number to any other ladies like what happened to you that want to talk about this. Listen, I do really, really appreciate you deciding to take part of this for your son, because the only way we're going to get Big Pharma to stop is by speaking up, and that's what you're doing. So that much is very, very appreciated, Ms. Wright. And again, just hang tight. You will hear back from the attorney. And from there,
they're going to call too?
They're going to give you a call, and they'll leave you a voice message. You won't have to go through that same intake that you just went through with me.
Yes, sir.
And if they have any questions, they'll ask you, as well as, you know what? I'm going to give you a different number for them, guys. 84. The first one I sent you for Ben Norton, I'm going to give you a better number for them.
Okay.
So, A4D. And that's 909-906-3862. And that's 84.
Okay, because see, like I said, I'm one that don't answer calls, and I just pick this one up.
They'll leave you a message, and if for some reason they can't get a hold of you, they'll get back to me. So, I would be calling you on the 949 number. That's where, if I call you, yes, ma'am, that's me. Okay. So if I call you back, that's the number I'll be calling you out of. They'll be calling you from a 909 number.
A 909. Okay. Look for a 909 number.
Okay. And let's say if you don't hear from them in a week or so, shoot me a text or give me a phone call. I'll get them on the phone for you.
Okay.
Okay, no, I'm here to help.
I thought you meant that. No. I'm thinking you, like, they're going to call me today. I was like, oh, God.
I don't know if they will or not, but we'll see what happens.
No, it's okay.
Okay, ma'am. Listen, that would be actually Pulaski that's going to reach out to you. It won't be Ben Martin. It'll be Pulaski.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I'll put that in. I'll put that in one more text message for you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much, Ms. Wright. You have a blessed day, and don't forget to pass on my name to any other ladies.
I will. I'll take it to church tonight.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care now.
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.